Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Electronic key fobs are a great thing to have, but what do you do if the battery in the key fob goes dead? With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. With most new cars, you start the engine by pushing a button. It recognizes your key fob and sends a signal to start the engine. But what do you do if the battery in your key fob is dead? With some automakers, you're supposed to push the key fob against the start button. With others, you have to put the key fob in a certain location. Ford, for example, has you pry up the little mat at the bottom of the cup holders in the center console. That reveals a little indentation where you place the key fob, then push the start button. This little trick will also work if you've parked your car in an area with high electromagnetic interference. And you can find out how your car handles this because the answer is buried somewhere in your owner's manual. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.